Most of the school districts in Central Texas depend on school resource officers and contract with local law enforcement for campus security. Many say they don't see a need to change that policy. Kevin Brackmeyer is the superintendent of the Manor School District.
We feel very confident that our school resource officers are very responsive to any needs, safety needs, or security concerns for students or staff.
The new law allows school districts to designate a trained employee as a school marshal. The marshal would be authorized to carry a concealed handgun to respond in emergency situations. Only administrators and local law enforcement would know the school marshal's identity. Laura LeBlanc is with the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement Officer Standards and Education. That's the state agency that will train school marshals. LeBlanc says the bill would most likely benefit smaller school districts that don't have their own police departments.
Of course, there are agencies, you know, throughout the state that would assist the school districts with that, but a school marshal would actually have someone already there in place on the school campus.
In Central Texas, some school districts have decided to increase the number of officers they already have. This year, the Austin School District hired 6 additional officers, raising the total number of district officers to 75. Hutto ISD also hired an additional resource officer. Mike Simpson, with the Texas chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union, says resource officers, who are highly trained, are a better option than a school marshal. But Simpson says those officers should be focused on keeping unauthorized people off campus rather than disciplining students.
Those kinds of issues could really refocus the existing law enforcement presence to be more what I think ultimately the goal of the school marshal bill was, to really try to ensure that our schools are safe.
If a school district does decide to implement the law, it must pay for the training itself. If the designated marshal works directly with students, they're required to keep their weapon locked up. Kate McGee, KUT News.